أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنما أمره إذا أراد شيئا أن يقول له كن فيكون. فسبحان الذي بيده ملكوت كل شيء وإليه ترجعون.
When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes anything, His command is merely be and it is. Glory be to the one in whose hands is the dominion and the control of everything, and to him you will all be brought back. 2 days ago, or three days ago, we mentioned the incident of Aas bin Wail, who took the bone, crushed it up, mixed it in sand, and he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may yuhil idham, who's going to give life to these dry bones when it has become decomposed. So then Allah Ta'ala explained in different ways. يُحْيِي هَلَّذِي أَنْشَأَهَا أُوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ. The one that created it the first time, can't he create it again? الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُم مِّنَ الشَّجَرِ الْأَخْضَرِ نَارًا. Allah Ta'ala has made other wonders that you can marvel at and see for yourself how great it is. So if that is in front of your eyes, so something that you can't understand, that's not before your eyes, life, bringing life back to the dead. Just like you see how fire comes out from a green, water-filled succulent, how fire is produced from there, which is the doing of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala can bring from the dead, Allah Ta'ala can bring out life. Allah Ta'ala speaks about خَلَقَ السَّمَوَاتِ. Allah Ta'ala created great creations like the heavens and the earth. Just look at the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala and understand that Allah Ta'ala can create man from nothing once again. Then, أَيَّا إِنَّمَا أَمْرُهُ. Understand Allah's qudrat. Man, when he wants to make something, he needs material. From thin air, he can't build a building, make a car, make some food. Just from thin air, he needs material, he needs ingredients. But Allah Ta'ala is not like that. إِذَا أَرَادَ شَيْئًا. When Allah wants something, He'll just say kun, and it comes from thin air, just for our understanding. From nowhere, it comes into existence. This is something that man can't do. So, nothing hard for Allah Ta'ala. From nothing to make something, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's very, very easy. فَسُبْحَانَ الَّذِي. Glory be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To him belongs the dominion and the control of everything. Nothing is beyond Allah Ta'ala. Man has limitations. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has absolutely no limitations. And to conclude, wa ilayhi turja'un, definitely you will all be brought back before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the conclusion of Surah Yasin. May Allah Ta'ala accept from us. As we said, the theme of Surah Yasin was Qiyamat and life after death. And it concludes with this theme of life after death and Qiyamat. Wa ilayhi turja'un. We should meditate on this, that we are going to return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we say, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. We belong to Allah. So a person ponders over this, inna lillah. We belong to Allah. So when we belong to Allah, now that the month of Ramadan is coming to an end, we're supposed to gain taqwa after Ramadan. Keep this in mind. Inna lillah. We belong to Allah. So how Allah Ta'ala wants us to be, we must be like that. How Allah wants us to conduct, to behave, what to do, what not to do. And wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Keep this muraqabah in the mind. That you're going to return to Allah. How are you going to face Allah? How are you going to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if we didn't lead our life as the slaves of Allah? Lillah in Arabic, that means you belong to Allah. It's milkiyat. Milkiyat means ownership. Allah owns you. And if you didn't conduct like a slave, then you remember you are going to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa ilayhi turja'un. How are you going to answer? Insha'Allah, this muraqabah will keep a person in check. We make dua Allah ta'ala accept. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make these beneficial for myself and for one and all.